Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank McDonald. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Powers. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powers. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Powers steals second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powers moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powers. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Powers steals second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Powers trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Cochran who tags Powers, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sissel moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDonald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Com steals second. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Jim Peterson now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to third. Fox moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.